Yo, welcome back to an episode of Geeks Turns Me a Boy Life.
It's me, Joe.
So, you know, we recently talked about some stuff with anime. We used to talk some stuff about movies. I think it's time we talked about comics. And what's going on in the world of comics? Well, as many things start, many things end. Some would say a little prematurely.
Uh-huh.
So, this is coming right off the heels of, like, New York Comic Con. It's been a week since New York Comic Con, so I know some people are like, isn't this a little late? I'm like, yeah, but, like, we still want to talk about it. Plus, like, I think the main issue is some news things came out. So, Marvel recently released a new line of comics. And so did DC. And the idea of these two were essentially to make, you know, something that is a more entrier point of interest for those who want to get into comics. For DC, they call it the Absolute Universe. And for Marvel, the Ultimate Universe. So those of you who don't know, the Ultimate Universe was originally a line of comics that came out in, like, the 2000s. They're essentially where Miles came from. And they kind of had their own little story, little own little thing going on. Instead of the Avengers being called the Avengers, they were called the Ultimates, a younger Peter Parker, a younger Fantastic Four team, so on and so forth. And so, Jonathan Hickman came back and wrote a series of books that led to the revival of the Ultimate Universe. So essentially, I wouldn't say revival, but like, a new take. And it's, for both Marvel and DC, DC's Absolute Universe, they've been hits. They've been fantastic. People really have enjoyed them. You could see people really talking about each one of them in a different sort of way. For those of you who've been keeping up with DC's Absolute Universe, Absolute Batman is the thing.
Yeah, especially considering the design choice they made of Batman, where he's just an absolute unit.
Absolute.
Yeah, it's funny. And all his villains are very interesting. I mean, I think I saw
Eldritch Monsters looking thing.
Yeah, I think I saw what Absolute Joker is supposed to look like, and that's just sort of like one of the more unique takes on Joker,
yeah.
But also just like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, no, Bane is just more muscle, which, of course.
Yeah.
You can't, there's nothing else you can do, just add more muscles. Like, I don't know, you can have that kind of muscle.
It makes Arnold Schwarzenegger, when he was in his heyday, jealous, you know? That's the type of muscle he has.
Yeah, that man loved to work out. We all know that meme.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, so those have been successful. And they have brought new readers in, and each substantial story is, like, being very enjoyed. There's some that are like, wow, this is something I didn't expect from, like, one of the big two. Like, one of the ones I think about recently is Absolute Martian Manhunter, which has, like, because, you know, Martian Manhunter, he kind of, like, you know, he's a shapeshifter and stuff. In this one, he kind of, like, goes into people's bodies and kind of reads their minds and, like, their emotions. And it can become, like, I recommend reading it because, like, the art is amazing. I don't know how they're going to end up putting them all together in, like, a Justice League book. I kind of don't want there to be a Justice League book because, like, it takes away from the artistic beauty that is that book.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think each one of those comics has its own unique art style, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, I mean, every comic does.
Yeah.
And then when you get to, like, say, like, an Avengers, Justice League, Titans, it's all, like, you know.
Yeah, uniformed, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like, I don't want it to happen, but I'm not going to be against it. But, like, let's just say the art complements the powers.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, to do that, and, like, you know, it's kind of hard to recreate because it's when someone's own style.
Right.
But so the reason we bring this up is because, yes, these books are very popular. But Marvel is choosing to end the Ultimate Universe soon. And that's very interesting and very disappointing for a lot of people. Because it was only, so Hickman is a fantastic writer, one of my favorite comic book writers. He is very meticulous. He is very much like, I am planning everything out. Here are charts and graphs. I am not kidding when I say charts and graphs, because that dude also had like a graphic design degree, and he will use his graphic design degree.
You gotta make use of it somehow, right?
Yeah, somehow.
Yeah.
Somehow. He mostly writes, but he'll use it. Like, if you ever read the Krakoa era of X-Men, there's nothing but charts and graphs. Like, every other page is a chart and graph. But to more to the point, he always envisioned it to be a short, limited series. And now that it's ending, a lot of people were wondering, hey, maybe you can keep this going. It's very popular. It's doing everything that everyone wants, especially with Spider-Man, because that's the one that started off.
Yeah, because I was going to say, when it came to, I guess, the revival of the Ultimate sort of series, and with Spider-Man, like, they did something unique and interesting, which was have Peter be sort of a middle-aged man when he gets his spider powers. He has a wife and the kids, and, you know, Ben, I think, is still alive in this one, right? So, like,
They made a lot of interesting changes that I remember a lot of people being really interested in.
Yeah, like, it sort of flips the script on, like, Spider-Man, because I think, obviously, like, the big thing about the Spider-Man comics at the moment has been just sort of the very interesting story that's being told, right? Like,
you say interesting, but you...
I say interesting because, you know, obviously, a lot of people have a lot of problems with it.
So many. I'm one of those.
Yeah, so the fact that Marvel introduced the Ultimate series again and have a brand new take on Spider-Man, you know, it gave people, you know, a fresh outlook of just like, you know, this is kind of what I want for Spider-Man, you know? This is kind of what I want for the actual mainline Spider-Man stuff to be, you know? So it is, yeah, I can understand why it's very sad for some people. It's like, no, this is the only good Spider-Man thing that's happening right now in the comics. Don't come back.
Ironically, it's that Batman meme of like...
Oh, and no, the parents.
The
like,
parents are disappearing. Like, yeah, don't go.
Don't leave me. Not again.
No.
This is where I watch my parents die, Raphael. Oh. Cowabunga, dude.
Cowabunga, dude. Speaks of, you
know. Yeah, I understand it. Like, it definitely seems a bit sad. Because
you haven't read any of them.
No, I haven't, but from what I understand of it at all, it's just... It's a fresh take on Spider-Man, you know, and it's sort of like, okay, this is kind of cool, actually.
Now, we're specifically talking about Spider-Man.
Yeah,
You haven't checked out any of the other books.
No, because I'm pretty sure, what was it? Wasn't there an Ultimate X-Men comics
one? Yes, and that one was being written by and drawn by Peach Momoko, who is a Japanese artist, and she kind of gives it that like manga feel of it, and like, it's really good. they really like sort of like challenge. Not I wouldn't say challenge. Challenge is the wrong word, but sort of flip the script on the idea of mutants and stuff like that.
Right.
And, like, you know, what does it mean? Like, something you're used to, what you would see, like, in the regular main universe, it's a little more streamlined, a little more interesting in this Ultimate universe. And it's also funny because, like, almost all, and you just think of an X-Men character, they're probably gender bent to Asian girl.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know, because for me, as well as, because I think, funny enough, I remember the old Ultimate series, and I think I remember owning at least two of the Ultimate Spider-Man comics, because, I do remember that series, like, it's basically the same concept as before, because that one, those Ultimate comics were just like, hey, let's just reintroduce a bunch of the Marvel characters in sort of, like, more updated, like, modern times kind of thing, like, modern retellings of their origins and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, Ultimate Spider-Man obviously starts with just Peter Parker, but he already is like him and MJ meet in high school when, you know, in the original they obviously meet until college or whatever. Right?
Yeah, they meet until college. They've always insinuated they're like next door neighbors, but it's like one of those things like how often do you not know the next door neighbor? You know?
Yeah.
It's one of those things, but like that one really emphasizes like the fact that him and MJ were essentially childhood friends. And it also established, like, him and Eddie being, like, you know, friends as kids.
Yeah.
Because their parents were both scientists. Where, you know, main universe, it's like, the guy he just happened to work with.
Yeah, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, it's yeah, I do find it a bit interesting because I mean, it's like one of those, like again, it's like you said, you get it because the you know, they said it was supposed to be a limited series anyway, right?
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you're kind of just like, it's one of those moments where like, well, the money's coming in, right?
Yeah.
You feel like you have an excuse to, at least a little bit, to extend it a bit longer.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, from what I understand, it feels like maybe it's a bit ending a bit sooner than people expected it to end.
Yeah. So, like, in universe story for Hickman stuff and this Ultimate Universe, it was supposed to be only for 2 years, and we've gotten essentially those 2 years in universe. So we're kind of, like, wrapping it up, because the whole pitch, it's really, like, convoluted because it's comics, you know. The maker who was from the original Ultimate Universe, you know, decided to remake it in his own image.
Mm.
And so that's kind of why things ended up the way they were. Like, you know, Peter not being bit by the spider and stuff. And, you know, certain people not being, not getting powers or, you know, avoiding powers altogether.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to give you an example, and I haven't caught up, but they introduced Matt Murdock in, like, the first issue of Ultimate Spider-Man, and he isn't Daredevil, nor is he a lawyer.
He's just a blind guy.
Who's a priest.
Mm, interesting.
Yeah, so he's, like, even you're like, huh, I'm intrigued. And this is, he's at a memorial for, essentially, just, you know, some stuff that happened in the previous book, and, you know, Harry Osborn's there, he's, you know, he becomes the Goblin, as they say, obviously, but he's not, like, an evil person, he's just, like, the Goblin.
Mm.
And then, like, you find out that he's married to Gwen Stacy.
Yeah, no, that's a little weird.
Yeah, it's weird, because, like, you're not used to that idea, because you're always considered, like, Gwen to be, you know, Peter's girlfriend, and if you're someone who really subscribes to that, his one true love, which I don't understand, just people, man.
You sure they're just shippers?
I'm pretty sure. I mean, isn't that just basically shipping, what I just said?
Okay, I guess, yeah. But yeah, no, I mean, at the same time, though, when it comes to alt-universe stuff like this, you know,
you have to make some level of differences.
Yeah, you have to make some little differences, and also just sort of like it kind of comes with the territory.
Yeah.
Right. But yeah, no, I, you know, it's definitely interesting. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, but it's so weird that we're just kind of ending it, right?
Yeah, like no big monumentous.
Well, it's gonna be a big monumentous thing, but it just feels like, man, like especially with like I'm gonna use like X-Men, right? Peach Momoko is like we said was writing and drawing it. She says, like, man, I wish I could do more. I have so much more ideas. This is, like, it's one of those things where I'm like, guys, I think we can still keep this going. The money is coming in. Just give it to a different writer.
Yeah, I think I was also going to say, like, because, I mean, I feel like the original Ultimate stuff, I mean, yeah, that lost a long time when you think about it, because that stuff started at the early 2000s, and it ended, what, in, like, what, 2014?
2014.
Okay.
2014.
Yeah, so that, I mean, obviously that's a long time, but, I mean, it's the whole point of the Ultimate, at least this Ultimate's version of Marvel is to sort of, like, introduce new ideas, but also just sort of, get newer people to read the comics and stuff. It does seem a little, antithetical, yeah, to like sort of just end the run when a lot of people are getting really into these stuff. You could just stretch it out a bit, but I don't know, it's one of those things of like, you're not sure if it's partially because on creatives terms of like, hey, you know, I feel like this should end here, you know, let's just end it at that.
Mm-hmm.
Right, or just one of those things of because it doesn't seem like it'd be, like, an executive decision.
It kind of felt was. There's, John Layman, let me see if I can find that original article, but essentially, there was, like, I'm getting this from Popverse, but, it's, yeah, Yeah, this is like they're shutting it down. It's the end. Like once it's the end kind of stuff. But basically, it's coming from like one of the publisher, one of the guys in charge.
I don't know. It also just makes me feel interested because I'm like thinking to myself of like, well, oftentimes, well, not oftentimes, but it always feels like they want to try to incorporate a lot of more popular elements of like the alters, like the you know, like other universe stuff in Marvel into the main timeline, but I don't really know if they would ever do that. At least for this version of the Ultimates, you know,
yeah. Because like that's how they brought in Miles and stuff, right?
Yeah, because Miles obviously, you know, knowing his story from the Ultimate Universe, right, and like the whole Secret Wars comic event that brought all the universes together and to reestablish just one singular Marvel timeline. You know, and obviously like Miles is there now, like officially. With Peter, you know, so yeah, that's a, yeah, it's sort of something interesting, and I'm kind of like, thinking to myself, you know, because obviously people really like the ultimate, this version of Ultimate Spider-Man, right, but it's sort of hard to, like, even try to incorporate any of these elements considering what's happening in the current Spider-Man comics right now.
Yeah. And we're mostly talking about Spider-Man because that's the one that, like...
Well, yeah, it's the obviously one because it's the most popular ones because, like, it's Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Like, him, Batman, and Superman are, like, the most popular heroes.
Right, oh, you're forgetting Wonder Woman.
Well, that's why I said three. If I include Wonder Woman, it's four. Like, listen, I get it, it's Wonder Woman, but, like, listen, it's... You go in order, it's Batman, Spider-Man, Superman, right?
Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty sure those are,
like, nothing against Wonder Woman.
No, yeah, this is not... To go against Wonder Woman, I like Wonder Woman, you know, but at the same time, it's also just the nature of the beast.
Yeah, those tend to be the highest selling ones, which is the sad part.
I mean, it is what it is, man. They're the three most well-known heroes because they're also just, like, I guess the three most relatable ones, I guess. Well, I guess, yeah, because Superman is the eternal Boy Scout. He's the OG, right?
Yeah.
Batman, he's cool, right? Dark, brooding.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have Spider-Man, who is basically, was always designed, I think, by Stan Lee to be sort of like the everyman, like, kind of thing of, like, you can relate to this guy.
You know what it is? It's that there's not enough, there was never enough, like, material outside of maybe a show or movie for Wonder Woman. Well, like,
that's
kind of why people would tend to put those three as the top, because there's, like, nothing... Sadly, there's not much for Wonder Woman outside of...
She would have had a game if they didn't close down Monolith Studios or whatever it's called.
I think it was Monolith.
Yeah. Or am I thinking something else?
No, yeah, you're right. They closed down that studio. And then there's also, like, the fact that, you know, there's only one good Wonder Woman movie.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, even then, it's often been sort of looked at as more of, like, it's good for what it is kind of thing, right?
Yeah, because there's a lot of things about him, like, looking back on, you know, I kind of wish it was kind of this way. Which is sad part. And it's sad, because, like, it's even funnier. Like, absolutely, Wonder Woman's, like, one of the better ones, too. A lot of people are really loving that.
Well, I was going to say.
Like, out of the three, the Trinity, it's, like, Batman and Wonder Woman, and Superman's, like, started off great, but it's kind of, like, middle now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, like, people do love Wonder Woman. She deserves to be up there. But just like, for a reason, she hasn't broken that glass ceiling yet.
I mean,
well, she has, but she hasn't broken it enough, apparently.
Yeah, I was gonna say, yeah, but speaking of DC, though, like, it is sort of interesting because you see the reactions to the Absolute series, right?
Yeah.
And sort of just like, well, obviously DC's not gonna end that anytime soon.
Yeah.
So it does beg the question of, like, well, Marvel, seeing a rival competitor having their own comic universe starting up around, not at the same time, but, like, basically within the same time period, and it doing successful, it feels like, you know, you kind of sort of like, all right, we have the classic competition, let's see how long
this one can go out. Yeah, we can't end this. No, we can't end this. We'd be buying out too early.
Yeah, so, yeah, it's one of those things where you kind of look at it and just kind of goes, like, I don't know. It's one of those things of, like, again, I respect, I guess, the artist's decision to wanting to end early, because I think sometimes at the end of the day, the artist kind of knows best. Like, I'm thinking of, like, stuff that ended kind of, that could have maybe gone on for longer, but ultimately ended, I think, at the right time. Something like, I think a classic example would be, like, Breaking Bad. It only had, like, 2 seasons, if I think I recall
correctly. No, a little longer than that.
Longer than that?
Yeah. It had, like, up to, like, 3 or 4. No, they tried to avoid doing 9 seasons.
Yeah, that was the whole thing. That was what I was trying to build up to, though. Yeah. It's a lot. As a show, it's considerably shorter than something like The Sopranos or even something like Game of Thrones or whatever. Right, like the creators kind of knew where they wanted it to end, and they sort of
They have 5 seasons.
Yeah, they knew where they wanted to stop. They knew where they wanted to end, and then that's sort of the cutoff point. Like, I'm pretty sure, you know, obviously, like, the executives at the time were probably like, no, we got to keep going, right? This is, you know, Breaking Bad. It's a good show. You know, getting all the reviews and stuff like that. And ultimately, you know, it's up to the creatives. They're like, no, I think this is where I want the story to end. Let's build up naturally to that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, something like, when you compare that to something like, I'm going to say Game of Thrones, right? Like, clearly, yeah, they knew where they wanted to end, but at the same time, they didn't, you know, they kind of ended that too soon, I guess.
No, they. Well, yes,
because
Martin said they had enough for like maybe 2 more seasons, but they wanted to really finish it up.
Yeah, because what was their name? Debbion Weiss or something like that.
Yeah, Debbion Weiss is one of the guys, and I forget the other guy's name.
Yeah, point is they
were called D&D. Yeah, both names start with D.
And they also they got a big deal to do some Star Wars movies, and I'm pretty sure that's half the reason why they sort of rushed the end.
Mm-hmm.
And then they didn't get to do any of the Star Wars movies.
Yeah.
Sort of one of those classic tales, Ellie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just one of those like you get a promotion to a new thing, and then you kind of fungal up.
Mm-hmm.
Bundle up your current job, and then it's like, oh, well, never mind, I don't want you here anymore.
Yeah,
like,
you like a torched and blazed before you got here. I can't trust you.
Like, but Star Wars.
Yeah, but I understand where you're coming from too, because it's like the one main criticism I tend to hear from people who have a hard time getting into comics or anything like of that sort is like, I don't know where to start, and like. Because it's so long, and so, like, you gotta, like, read 50-plus years of, like, Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, Spider-Man, Iron Man, like, so on and so forth, right? Well, with this one, it's just, like, here's the beginning, here's the middle, here's the end. There you go. There you go. That's all you need. Because, like, you know, it's one of the things I always hear about people who are, like, who talk about the I guess, what makes, I would say, even manga better. Like, there's a beginning, middle, and end. You don't have to worry about like, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
To which I'm like, yeah, but, like, that's just nature of the beast, though. How many times do we still have things that are still going? You know?
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm pretty sure there are a bunch of daytime soap operas that are been going on forever. What is it? Grey's Anatomy is one, I'm pretty sure, off the top of my head.
Is that still on?
Yes, Grey's Anatomy is still on.
That cannot be true.
No, it is true. It is very true. Grey's Anatomy is still going. The Young and the Restless.
22 seasons? That's like.
Yeah, it's been a while, dude.
I mean, The Simpsons has been going on forever.
Yeah, that's on what, season 25? 26? 37. Jesus freaking Christ. Dude, that was in, like, that show was in the teens when we were kids. Now I'm thinking about it, which just goes to show how old we are.
Well, the show started in 89.
Yeah, yeah, but my point yeah. is, though, when we started watching it as kids, at least my first memories of it, we were already on, like, season 10 or 11, I'm pretty sure.
Probably, somewhere around those lines, because...
Obviously, that's the, I guess, the con of trying to go for too long. You become something like The Simpsons, and just, you know. But at the same time, that's just how comics have become, like, over the years anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And, I think both Marvel and DC have done their best to try to, you know, address those issues, DC, with its constant Crisis on Infinite Earths and all this other...
Oh, they stopped doing that, dude. They still have crises, but they're not, like, resetting anything.
But my main point being is that was a thing they used to do.
Yeah.
Like, that was a thing they used to do to try to, like, update the comic stuff, while Marvel kind of just goes... Yeah, it happens all the time. You know?
Yeah. I mean, I've always saw it more as like a sandbox.
It happens whenever you feel like it.
Whenever you feel like it's your time to bow out, you can bow out. And like, you know, like I've never been one to be like, I just want it to end. I'm like, nah, it's fine. Everyone has a story to tell with these characters. And the problem is when like the stories don't do much or just don't go anywhere or just play too safe.
Or retcon stuff that didn't
feel need to be retconned.
Or, you know...
I mean, like, fucking Venom is a... The Donny Cates run was a retcon of a lot of stuff. But then again, like, no one really cared much for Venom. Like that.
Right.
And then, like, you have, like, the Immortal Hulk one, and then that's, like, top-tier, like, good written story. Or the Chris Claremont run. Like, there's a beginning and to... Do it. It just depends on who you on like you as a person, really.
Yeah, and that was something I think about too when it comes to comics is that it's one of those things of like people say like, oh, where do I start? It's kind of like one of the things of like just start with like an issue one of like whatever comic's happening right now and then just go from there. You don't necessarily need to know the entire history of the fucking of a said Marvel character or whatever, you kind of just go into it.
Yeah.
Like...
You're supposed to head dive deep into it.
Yeah, it's one of those things of, like, you go at it at your own pace.
Mm-hmm.
And you see where you like stuff and where you don't like stuff. And I'm pretty sure... And that's sort of how I view comics, at least when it comes to, like, something like manga or whatever, right? Because, you know, obviously, yeah, mangas have starts and ends, but even... When you look at, like, certain mangas, like, sometimes they'll just stop because the publisher is like, nah, we're done with you. You know, there's probably tons of different... Down. Yeah, like, tons of mangas that have appeared over a couple, you know, decade or whatever that have started, have good starts, and then ultimately are canceled and then have to, quickly patch up, like, a conclusion, and it just feels very fast.
They fizzled out real fast.
Yeah, you know. Like, not every manga is going to become a Naruto or a One Piece,
mm-hmm.
right?
Or a Bleach or a Chainsaw or a Tengen. Yeah, I think oftentimes a lot of people tend to forget, like, even with comics, there's a sea of different books out there for you to read.
Mm-hmm.
Even, like, it's like you can find something there. It's not just Shonen or Marvel or, you know, DC kind of thing.
Yeah, because, I mean, hell, I was going to say, like, what was it, Image, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a bunch of different, like, sort of, I do not know why I want to say third-party comic publishers.
They basically are.
Yeah, but, like, I guess indie is probably the better term.
Indie is the better.
Yeah, yeah.
But, even going back to, like, the Absolute and, like, you know, Ultimates, like, they're made to be more, like, I don't want to use the word palate cleanser, but it's more, like, a way for people to get into a lot better, because, like, a lot of people... Absolute Batman is doing numbers. Ultimate.
Because it's a fresh history.
Yeah.
You're just starting at zero.
Yeah.
Compared to some of these other comics.
And it does do like something different that where like instead of Bruce being like a rich billionaire, he is a middle class kid, a guy basically, who like you know, his traumatic event wasn't the death of his parents, well, one of, but it's also you know. Being around, you know, a traumatic history thing that, you know, that could happen to anyone nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, you can remake these characters and to refresh them and make them something that is not only modern, but, like, a good way for people to jump back in. And it's even kind of funny with, like, knowing that and then choosing it to end it, because, like, we're so used to comics going for so long. Like, for a long time.
Like I said earlier, like, the original Ultimate Universe lasted, like, 14 years, basically, or
mm-hmm.
at least 10,
yeah.
If I'm thinking mm-hmm. of my brain correctly.
And they were written and drawn by, like, one team. And that's kind of, like, the sad, the as a setting. But like the thing that I feel like a lot of people get annoyed with, like in comics, where like they will see a cool artist and writer, and then at some point the artist either leaves or has to work on the project that's coming up.
And then
so they have
different art style appears, or like, you know, or it's the other way around of like a different writer shows up and it's just completely different.
Yeah. Which is like, because that never happened in the original Ultimate. Like, Ultimate Spider-Man, the original one, was Bendis from beginning to end.
Mm-hmm.
And here we had Hickman for beginning to end. And, you know, it's kind of like, I get it coming from the perspective of a comic book fan, you're expected to go longer, but, I mean, I'm not happy with it. I don't say that, I'm not happy with it, because I kind of wish it could go a little longer.
You want, because it's like they got the sauce, and I'm into this. Why stop? You know?
Yeah. And actually, that is the main worry too, is that it might wrap up in a way that's like unsatisfactory.
I mean, yeah, who knows? I mean, if they felt like it's the time to end, hopefully they have a satisfying ending. So at least then you could be like, okay. I can see the vision.
Yeah.
Way, right?
Because, like, don't get me wrong. There are some stories I'm like, this could have gone on for, like, another one or two seasons. But you can never have that, you know. You can't go in thinking it would have been great.
Right.
Because chances are it was not going to be great. Like, we were talking about, like, some mangas that, like, you know, they ended a little too late. Or that one arc, that last arc went a little too long.
Yeah.
That went a little too long, and that the last plot lines did not make any sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I get it, but it just, no, it didn't work. It didn't work for me.
Right.
And that could be true with comics. And this one, I mean, it's dumb, because honestly, they could keep it going. Though, I am now just realizing that Absolute might end too.
I mean, is there any sort of inclination from DC as to why they would end it, or?
No, but, like, something tells me that at some point this won't last too long, especially with the way I'm thinking how Ultimate Batman is going. Absolute Batman, sorry.
Because,
mm-hmm. like, he's gearing up to fight Joker, and he's not going up against any of the other rogues, because the way they were introduced with the rogues is that they were his friends, who all suffered all the same, you know, trauma.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, they were forced to become the things they become to know. So, like, Two-Face, you know, he has his own little origin, yada, yada. But basically, yeah, something tells me, like, this one is also going to be playing on ending, but they just had it planned a little longer.
Right.
Yeah. So, I don't know, man. I'm speculating now. But I think that's about all I can say without just looping around to, like, the same conversation points.
No, I mean, at the end of the day, it's one of those things that, like, you feel sad about. You kind of question why. You kind of understand maybe some of the reasoning. But ultimately, you're kind of just, I think most people, or at least comic book fans, are kind of just like, well, can't we just, you know, like, have it out just for a little bit longer, you know, like.
Or at least, like, let the ones that need to end it the way they want to end it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, Peach Momoko really wants to do more. Like, she has more ideas. I'm like, well, let her keep doing it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like Ultimate Spider-Man, sure, you can end that one. Ultimates, you can end that one. You can definitely end the Wolverine one. I read a little bit of that one. It's not, I don't think it's the best one. It's probably the weakest one of all of them. It's just like, you know, okay, sure. I mean, yeah, that one can end. Nothing against the writer or writer for that one. It's just like, I feel like this is feeling a little disconnected with everything else. So I kind of like, you know.
Right.
Yeah. But I think that's a good place to end it for this episode. If you enjoyed what you heard, be sure to follow us on all social media, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And we'll find a link tree to all the podcasts that we're officially part of, like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora. And a link to the YouTube for all you guys who want to put a face to the voice. Be sure to like, comment, subscribe, and a Patreon for any form of support. And we'll see how this turns out. But anyways, it's been me, your boy Eli.
Me, Joe.
Guess have a good one. Peace.